This is WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. This is R.B. Stewart speaking. I am Vice President and Treasurer of Purdue University. My 30-odd years at Purdue encompass almost the entire life of WBAA. I can recall WBAA, as it was affectionately dubbed at times, the world's biggest aerial atrocity, and again as the world's best aerial achievement. Now, after 35 years, we hope the latter more nearly typifies our call letters WBAA, and I am happy indeed to extend my greetings to the WBAA audience, and congratulations to the Voice of Purdue on celebrating 35 years of outstanding service to the people of Indiana. The university has found in WBAA an excellent method for extending the educational opportunities at Purdue to all the citizens of Indiana within its listening range. It is the hope of the university that for this fine service may continue to be available to you for many years to come. Congratulations and best wishes to WBAA, Indiana's first broadcasting station and a pioneer in the field of educational radio.
WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. This is Donald R. Mallett, Executive Dean of Purdue University. I have the pleasant task of congratulating radio station WBAA on an outstanding record of 35 years of continuous broadcasting. We at Purdue are proud of our voice. Through WBAA, the university can extend its services to people throughout the state. The many educational, informative, and entertaining programs broadcast throughout the week by WBAA offer a rich cultural experience to its listeners. May this experience be available to you, the people of Indiana, for many years to come.
WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. Lytle J. Freehafer speaking. I am business manager of Purdue University. WBAA celebrates this week 35 years of broadcasting. Purdue University is proud to take notice of this outstanding record of service to you, the people of Indiana. The job of any university is to offer the opportunity of education to its students. Through the marvelous medium of radio, Purdue University extends this opportunity not only to students on the campus, but to WBAA listeners throughout the state of Indiana. It is my sincere hope that WBAA will continue to perform this valuable service for many years to come.
This is Tom Johnston, Director of Information here at Purdue. I'm one of the men who broadcast Purdue News at 9:45 and 11:45 each weekday morning on WBAA. My association with the Voice of Purdue goes back to 1922, when the station was really born. The driving concept during all these years behind Purdue's WBAA organization and program schedule has been education, letting the people of Indiana share the wealth of cultural opportunities available here at the university. WBAA also serves as one of the university's means of keeping in constant touch with the citizens of this state. New ideas in agriculture, in science, in engineering, all the fields of work with which Purdue is concerned, made available to the people of the state every day, every working day of the year, through WBAA. By means of radio, we can tell you of outstanding activities and events taking place here on the campus, of new ideas that may be applied in the farms, in the homes, in the factories of this state. In addition, there are many fine programs for general entertainment to be heard on the 920 spot on your dial. I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy birthday to an old friend, WBAA, celebrating this week 35 years of continuous service to the people of Indiana, and I am happy to have been a part of that picture of constant contact with the people of the state through this agency ever at the disposal of the university and of the people of the state.
WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. This is H.J. Reed, Dean of the School of Agriculture at Purdue University. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate radio station WBAA on 35 years of outstanding educational broadcasting. WBAA offers the people of Indiana an invaluable contact with the cultural, technological, and economic opportunities in education available here at the university. For many people, the Voice of Purdue is the only contact of this kind. This service enables the university to make its educational experiences available to people throughout the state. But WBAA's job doesn't stop there. The 920 spot on your dial is also a clearinghouse for information about comings and goings here at Purdue University, an ideal opportunity for you to know what is happening at your university. Well done, WBAA, and the best of luck in the years ahead.
WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. This is Beulah V. Gillespie, Dean of the School of Home Economics. As WBAA celebrates its 35th anniversary this week, I should like to commend the voice of Purdue for a very fine record of service. Through WBAA, the university has the opportunity to keep in touch with the people throughout Indiana and to give them an educational experience which, for some, is available nowhere else. WBAA has provided this important link in communications for 35 years. We at Purdue sincerely hope that our voice will continue to do so for many years more. Happy birthday to WBAA on this 35th anniversary of continuous service to the people of Indiana.
This is WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. Your speaker today is President Hovde, president of the university. 35 years ago, an infant radio station was born and officially licensed under the call letters WBAA as the first radio broadcasting station in Indiana. Since that time, WBAA has brought outstanding news, music, educational, and general programs to our Hoosier audience, providing inspiration and information to our people in all walks of life. It is my sincere wish that this excellent service will continue to be available to the people of Indiana for many more years. The entire staff of the university joins with me in saluting Station WBAA on this, the 35th anniversary of the Voice of Purdue.
WBAA, the Voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. This is George A. Hawkins, Dean of the Schools of Engineering at Purdue University. WBAA celebrates 35 years of radio broadcasting this week, and I'd like to say congratulations to the Voice of Purdue for its outstanding contributions to the people of Indiana. During those 35 years, WBAA has grown from a tiny, low-powered transmitter located in the old Electrical Engineering Building to the modern, well-equipped studios in the Hall of Music. WBAA's powerful transmitter reaches citizens throughout Indiana, bringing them an educational experience which for many is not otherwise available. Happy birthday to WBAA, and my best wishes for the next 35 years, and many, many more.
This is WBAA, the voice of Purdue, West Lafayette, Indiana. W.L. Ayers speaking. I am Dean of the School of Science, Education, and Humanities at Purdue University. This week, Station WBAA celebrates its 35th birthday. The task performed by your radio station is an important one, that of bringing Purdue University closer to the people of Indiana, both by extending to listeners throughout the state the educational opportunities available here at the university, and by bringing Purdue's activities to the attention of the WBAA audience. The university points with pride to WBAA first in broadcasting in Indiana and a pioneer in educational radio. Congratulations, WBAA, on this fine record of achievement.